From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
You ever put milk in your Coke?
No.
This is like a trending thing now. Yeah. Yeah.
It should be milk and Pepsi.
Well, yeah. Milk and Pepsi is like
Laverne
and Shirley, right?
Yes,
right. Uh-huh. Well, now, no, but online now, millennials and everybody are going crazy over putting a little milk in their Coca-Cola.
Huh? Okay.
Huh. Mm. I think if I was Pepsi, I'd be upset.
Yes.
You know? I mean, after all that.
After all that.
And it's like, hey, Coke, you're an also-ran. We've been doing milk and Pepsi. It sounds disgusting to me.
It does, I've told myself all these years I should try it.
I mean, it's not like it's hard to try. It's not going to cost you anything.
No. I have some Coke Zero in the home.
I don't think that's the same.
No.
No. Some people claim it's kind of like a root beer float, but not. Because, you know, milk's not sweet.
Well, Diet Coke and Jack, that doesn't quite work.
That doesn't work either anyway. All right. All right. Milk Coke is what it's called. If you are interested, hashtag it and all kinds of crap will come up in your social media.
Well, see, part of me thinks that I should try the milk and Pepsi first.
Well, yeah, just in honor of Penny Marshall. Interesting story about that, too. The reason they went with the Pepsi and milk or milk and Pepsi with her, her character in real life, Penny Marshall, that was her favorite drink.
Okay, then. All right.
Learn something new every day here on the Who Cares News.
I've been a Coke person my whole life. I grew up on Coke. Yeah, it wasn't Pepsi. It was Coke.
Yeah.
And then in honor of Penny Marshall.
Yeah. God rest her soul.
I will go out and buy myself a Pepsi.
All right.
And I will try the milk and Pepsi.
I won't.
And maybe I'll do a taste test.
I won't. You go ahead and do that with that.
I'll let you know. I'll do some research this weekend.
Yeah. Get back to me on that, would you?
All right, so this is, remember, the Who Cares News.
Oh, that's right. That's
what we're
doing.
Yes, so what really happened in the whole Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian cheating scandal thing?
You know what? I really want to know.
I can tell you're on the edge of your seat. I know.
I could have told her, stay away, stay far away.
Yeah.
After the first one. You know, here she was pregnant with their love child.
Yes.
And he's cheating on her. And she takes him back.
Yes.
There's something.
After several women.
You know.
Several.
I really have a lot of empathy for Khloe. But this is not the first person that has cheated on her publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it won't be the last. Khloe, get some help, hon. You got plenty of money. Talk to your therapist. Okay? You're a good person.
So.
Anyway,
now,
sorry.
It wasn't after the first one or the first seven or the first, you know, baker's dozen. But Kudakay hanger-on and Kylie's now former friend, Jordan Woods.
Yes. We heard that.
She was originally blamed for being the other woman.
Yes, she was.
Now, of all the women that he screwed, publicly screwed.
Yeah.
Why is it this one who all of a sudden it's like,
well, because she's,
oh my gosh.
She's in the fold. She was in the fold. You know, maybe they were like traipsing around behind everybody's back there at the compound. Who knows?
One of their big closets.
I know. I mean, it's like
now,
big closets.
Now, since the news broke, she's denied it.
Jordan?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Now, she's denied it. The Kardashian-Jenners seem to believe her, sort of.
I think Momager's in on that going, because I think Momager's got a little piece of Jordan's action.
Probably.
I think Momager's like, oh, you guys get over it. No, Jordan's part of the family. Because, you know, she makes Momager some money, you know, whatever.
This wasn't the first girl, and it won't be the last. So Tristan's now been spotted with yet another mystery woman while in New York City this week.
Wow.
Yep, he's there to play the Knicks, so a girl in every port.
A port in every storm.
Port in every storm.
We shouldn't laugh about this, but you know what? You know what? Hey,
you know what? Okay.
Chloe, this is number two. What's the saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
But this isn't the second one.
This is the second most recent one.
I think at one time she says, once. You know, this is her father. I'm trying to make my marriage work. So you're going to teach your kid to grow up in a house with that.
These are the genes she gets from OJ. That's what I think. She's missing some of the Kardashian genes. These are the ones she got from OJ.
All right, so Queen Elizabeth II is participating in her first Throwback Thursday by making her Instagram debut today.
Oh, no, she's Insta-famous.
Insta-famous.
Nice.
Nice, queen.
I like it. Her Majesty.
Now, I did hear that they've beefed up their social networking security things because of all the trolls.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So they have increased their staff and they're working on it. All right. Upon her visit to London.
I don't know. Okay. Never mind. I'm not going there.
Well, they do get trolled. A lot of people get trolled.
Everybody gets trolled.
All right. So upon her visit to London's Science Museum.
She's Meghan Markle. She's the queen. She's not going to get trolled like Meghan.
Anyway. She went to London's Science Museum. decided her first post
Who?
On
Meghan
the...
Meghan or the Queen?
The Queen.
Oh, the Queen. Okay. All right.
Yes, the Queen decided her first post on the social media platform Insta would be a flashback to a letter written by 19th century mathematician and computer pioneer Charles Babbage.
Charles Babbage.
To Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert.
Ooh.
Kind of cool.
I have not seen that episode of Victoria yet.
I know. Part of me is like, I need to keep watching
watch
that.
The Crown and
so much.
Victoria.
I've started a book.
And The Favorite?
My
I
list
watch
book.
The Favorite now? I gotta see all these Queen movies. And, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Speaking of Queen movies, gotta see that one too.
Yeah, that's true.
God
that'd
save
be like
the
a,
Queen.
That'd be like a, that's a Wheel of Fortune puzzle right there.
There you go. Yeah, before and after.
Some
like
people
it.
Have lists.
I'd like
and
to
some...
buy a vowel.
E.
Yep, there are 19 E's.
So the Queen says her post was in honor of her visit to the Science Museum, which, according to the Queen, has long championed technology, innovation, and inspired the next generation of inventors.
Well, doggone it. That's better than posting what you had for dinner last night.
Yes, thank you, Queen.
Because,
thank you.
You know, thank you.
Fans of the royal family, as you can imagine, were thrilled to see the Queen
thrilled,
on Instagram.
They said. Thrilled.
Yes. Within the hour, the post already garnered probably around 20,000 likes.
She's the coolest queen ever.
She
I'm
is the
just
coolest
saying.
Queen. She
I'm
is.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
She's going to outlive Charles.
I think, good chance.
Yeah, I think it's a good chance. All right, great. Have a great day. We are way late. Our apologies to Halle Berry. We couldn't work her into the Queen story. But anyway, hashtag.
No, doesn't quite go.
All right, have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.